Dominique Proganaskis. Welcome back to Sleep Tight Magic Academy. Now that you've found your magic spark, how are you feeling about this chance to uncover the magic inside you? I remember how I felt when I first began to study magic. Butterflies in my belly, ice in my veins, and fire in my heart. I was 9 years old when I had my first lesson, though I had studied in secret from the time I could read. In those days, 9 was considered a late start. Since magic was thought to be inherited, we baby wizards were expected to train from birth. A common saying among ancient wizard families says, if you can wiggle your fingers, you can wave a wand. There was also another one, if you can cry, you can fly, which wasn't actually true, but it rhymed, so it stuck. As for your homework, did you find a moment to focus on your spark? Remember, anytime you feel love or joy or confidence, take note. Tuck that moment away in your mind. This is kindling to feed the fire and grow your magic spark. Today we will cover basic modern magic theory, also known as illumination. Much magic stems from understanding and harnessing light. Of course, there is also great magic found in the dark, but we'll get there later. For now, I pass my wand to Professor Fogwaters and Houtini.
Thank you for passing me your wand, Proganaskis. But as you know, I already have my own wand. Oh, she meant that figuratively. Yes, I figured. But I never joke about wands because a prankster pixie has been following me for many years, making my wands disappear without warning. If only I could catch the rascal. No, I'm not just misplacing my wands. I maintain a grand wand collection, thoroughly organized and cataloged, and I keep at least 3 wands on me at all times. You see, one in my robe pocket. It's not there. Maybe I'm thinking of my other robe. But that's all right, because I keep a second wand here, under my hat. I think I may have set that one down in the barber shop when I had my last trim. But that's why I always, always, always keep a third wand hidden in my beard. Ta-da, as they say. Oh dear, you're right. That's a beef jerky stick. Well, there's no need for wands for today's lesson anyway. That's why I left mine at home. On purpose. To prove a point. Whatever that point may be. Pardon me. Jerky makes me thirsty. Atini, would you mind conjuring me a glass of water? Salutations, my prodigious prestidigitators. The water conjuring you just witnessed is a sophisticated type of magic that we won't cover until much later. But it gives you a glimpse of what is possible once you've mastered the building blocks of magic. Conjuring, like many forms of advanced magic, is built on a principle known as illumination, which is just a fancy way of saying making stuff light up. Ancient wizards considered any light to be magic. The sun, The moon, the stars are some of the oldest and most obvious examples. Yes, fire is an important light as well. In fact, it was around prehistoric campfires that magic first took shape. Some believe the first magic wand was no more than a twig, used by an ancient wizard to poke the hot coals of a fire. Ah, now I remember! I had some gnome buddies over last night and we used my wands to roast marshmallows. Yes. Who can think of other forms of illumination? Yes, lightning, light bulbs, fireflies, candles, and lava lamps are all wonderful sources of light and magic. Anything else?
Night lights.
Clever child. Even the smallest lights are important. Oh, Hootteeny, you really are a wise old owl. Teeny said, the most magical light of all is inside each of you. That's right, the magic spark. Magic has always been a balance between light and darkness. Yes, there are some old-fashioned wizards who wish to completely separate light from dark, just as they long to keep our magic gifts away from anyone not born to a magic family. But at Sleep Tight Magic Academy, we know that both light and dark are important. One could not exist without the other. We begin with illumination simply because it's easier to see and because the world needs your light. That is illumination in its simplest form. Taking the magic spark inside you and making it visible to the world. Now Hootteeny and I are off. Director Proganoskis will guide you from here. Sleep tight.
All right, young wizards, let's illuminate. The first step may seem counterintuitive, but I'd like you to close your eyes. Now take a few deep breaths in and out. Continue breathing slowly. Pay close attention to your senses. Though it seems dark, if you really focus, can you sense a faint glow sneaking past your eyelids? Now reach inside yourself and find your magic spark. This will become easier to do each time. Just think about people who love you and things you love about yourself, and let them swirl to form your spark. Now open your eyes. Hold your hands in front of you and cup them together. Take another deep breath in, then blow gently and imagine you are releasing your magic spark into your hands. Picture a round, glowing orb taking shape in your hands. It fills the room with a faint, warm glow. Take another deep breath in and blow gently on that glowing orb. Imagine it growing brighter and larger with each breath. Breathe in and breathe out, watching the illumination expand until you can no longer hold it in your hands. Release the light, letting it float freely around the room. Take another deep breath in, then gently breathe out. The light grows larger, filling every corner of the room with its magic glow. One more deep breath in and breathe out. This illumination came from you. Your magic, always with you, always inside you. You've learned your first magic skill. A simple one, but important. Illumination. It's time to let yourself drift off into a magic slumber. As Professor Fogwater said, there is a balance between light and darkness. We need both. So let's greet the dark of night like a warm blanket that helps us rest. Close your eyes. Allow the illumination you've created in your room to slowly fade. With each breath, the light in your room fades ever so slightly, reabsorbing into your magic spark. Continue breathing slowly and deeply as you let your illumination fade little by little. May your spark glow bright as I bid you good night. Sleep deep and sleep tight.